I would like to introduce our guest lecturer for today. It gives me great pleasure to introduce him. He is a pillar of this community and has resided in Casadega for the past 38 years. He studied and developed his psychic and spiritual awareness under the tutelage of noted psychics and teachers such as the late Arthur Ford, H. Gordon Burroughs, Ethel Post Parrish, Lena Barnes, and Jeff and Helen Gerling. A medium and teacher who has an internationally known authority on poltergeist and phenomena. Known to those of us who know him and love him as the proverbial Mr. Halloween, let us welcome, with a round of applause, the Reverend Dr. Warren Hoover.
Good morning. Well, as you might suspect, happy Halloween. And secondly, I assume that you knew or had some inkling that we were going to talk about hauntings today. Now, in the field of the paranormal, we must remember that hauntings is a vast, vast subject. Therefore, what we're going to try to do is at least touch on some of the basics to give you some of the basic concepts of the situation of a haunting. There are two basics we must remember. There are psychic vibrations, which are earthly. There are spiritual vibrations, which is mediumistic. There's a separation between the two areas. You have psychics that are very good at what they do, but they do not sense spiritual entities. You have a medium, that is the spiritual concept, it's mediumship. And both the areas, a medium usually has both talents or both abilities. Second, we have to remember that we are energy, that everything moves with energy. We are electromagnetic energy, we emit energy, we receive energy. As we're here today, not only are you emitting energy through the aura, which is your personal energy field, but we are being bombarded with cosmic energy and even man-made energies. So we remember that as a basic. We also must remember that nature rules. Natural laws rule, not only here in the physical experience, but also in the spirit world, in spirit understanding. Now, there is much more to hauntings than an investigation. We also have to remember that if it's a home, it needs to have a checkup, so to speak. Are there wiring difficulties? Is the house settling? Are there other experiences in the home which have nothing to do with a haunting or a spiritual presence? This has to be determined. It is a basic. Secondly, it has to be determined the person here experiencing the haunting. Do they have some kind of physical or mental condition or illness which they just believe that they're being haunted and that there are no actual spiritual presences there? We must consider children in haunting experiences. If there are children present who are hyperactive, they have a tremendous energy output if they throw a temperamental spell. They have actually been known to move objects, to break glass, similar experiences that would happen during a haunting time period. Yet, so to speak, there is no external spiritual presence there. So, in that case, the children before an investigation are removed from the home, so that we take care of that possibility in advance. Now we're going to try to bring you some local experiences. Practically everyone who's ever investigated hauntings or read anything about ghosts, I'm sure that you're familiar with the apparition on the stairway. Over the years, it's become a standard example of a spiritual presence. You're all familiar, I assume, with the Amityville Horror and the haunting which took place there. However, there's one exception. It was proven to be a fraud, that it actually did not occur, that the family needed money, and it was discussed over a supper, and then went in to the horror aspect of the Amityville Horror. So we had both sides moving back and forth here. We need, in a haunting investigation, backups that can prove by their own testimony that they experienced certain phenomena during that time period. We had an investigation in DeLand, Florida, very locally, which is near Stetson University. There was a detective from the city of DeLand present. There was a radio personality present. Neither one accepted psychic phenomena or any kind of haunting experience. The people for years had heard furniture moving upstairs, various other experiences happening in the household. So they asked for an investigation. So we formed a committee, went to the home. I'm not going to give you the address, but obviously it is still there. Now, the first thing that happened was some spiritual rapping. Now that's a very simple form of communication with the spirit world. The old code is one rap for yes, two for no. If the spirit wants to communicate with you by that physical phenomena form of rapping, the spirit did. As a matter of fact, there was more than one spirit. It was a husband and wife combination. Reviewing the situation from the upstairs floor, which is where they heard all the commotion at different time periods. Now, during the upstairs investigation, in one room, we heard a beautiful, absolutely beautiful female voice. Now everyone heard the voice that was present in that room, and the voice was singing Carolina Moon. Now it so happens, after research was done, the original owners of the home who built the home were from North Carolina, so there in a sense was a proof from the female spiritual entity that was present. Remember what I said a couple minutes ago, her energy. She walked, in a sense, through the hallway. Some of the people present, their hair stood up, and hair on their arms, which was the energy field, as she walked between us down the hall. She was wearing a cameo with a double necklace aspect associated with it. Later, like a month or so afterwards, they did manage to locate a picture, and she was wearing that exact cameo. There was more experience to that. Secondly, there was an external upstairs exit in the back way of the upstairs. Now, a few of us were standing there, all of a sudden, on one of the steps, it was about the third step down, luminous footprints gradually materialized or appeared. Everyone saw them. So, the reporter gets down on his knees, very carefully descend down there, passes his hand over them. It was not reflection. They did not blink or disappear. Eventually they vanished, disappeared. Now, when the steps were investigated, there was no disturbance in the dust whatsoever. So it wasn't preset by anyone that was involved. It was a spirit trying to tell us that they used, it was the gentleman, by the way, trying to tell us that they frequently used the back door, or that back second floor exit door. Another interesting event, of course, it went on and on and on. You must also realize that an investigation can consume hours of time. I know that on TV, you'll see certain programs where they almost seem instantaneous. That is not the case. There's a great deal, as we said, to be taken into consideration. Now, I'm sure you all heard of Eustis, Florida. We had an investigation there. Before we started the investigation, we called the city and asked them to send two policemen, so in case there was any kind of phenomena, that they could back it up, that it did actually occur. So we were waiting by the roadside, and when the policemen arrived, we explained to them what was going on, that frequently people have seen a female spirit in a long white gown floating beside the roadway, and she would float over and disappear into a wooded area. When we explained that, the policemen looked at each other, and they said, that's it, we're out of here. So we were left standing there without any support from the outside area. Fear of the supernatural. Why should you be afraid of the supernatural? Why are you going to go about attracting so-called evil spirits and that type of situation to you? What is your guardian angel doing while that's going on? Asleep? Somewhere out to lunch in the spirit world? Of course not. They're going to be there. They're going to help you out. They help you along. You understand that a relative that has passed on and you're calling it a haunting may be trying to give you a message. There may be a lost will. There may be hidden financial assets that they never told anyone about, and it was too late after they passed on. So, in a sense, I don't know why we're saying this, but in a sense, they're coming back. They're trying to relay that information to you, to help you out and help you along. From the psychic side, a person who has been very ill in a certain room of the home emits that energy, sends out that type of vibration into what we call the psychic atmosphere. The same with prisons, hospitals, other areas. The energy keeps moving out. When they pass over, there is what we call residual energy that is left still in the room, that the actual presence is not there any longer. It's that energy aspect. After a time, of course, even though you cannot destroy energy, since it's not being constantly replaced, it will gradually disappear or dissipate. Now, if you were not afraid of relatives here, why would you be afraid of them if they came to you spiritually? I can understand it if you were, and you were upset with somebody in that type of situation, which can be called a haunting. Spiritual visitations are not a haunting. There's a vast difference in that area. You know that. A lot of you have experienced spiritual presences. They haven't tried to scare you or upset you or anything of that nature, which many times, as we said before, is the outlook. It's the perception. It's the understanding of what's going on. or what's taking place at the time. Remember also that you are a person. You are an individual. You still have something to say as far as the haunting experience is concerned. Therefore, if you do not want a spiritual visitor or a spiritual presence, tell them to leave. Go into the light is a phrase that we use. If it gives you more solace during the time period when it's happening, light a white candle. Light the light of protection, the light of blessing, the Christ light. It has a dozen different names. If that also will cause you to feel better and change some of the vibrations for you. People wake up at night. They become uneasy during sleep and they wake up beside the bed. It's a presence standing there. Now obviously, if it's a physical presence, someone came into the home, you're going to know it. But we're talking about a spiritual aspect. One of the most terrifying spiritual presences to most people is a form or a phantom with a long robe and a hood over their head. They immediately think it's death that they're going to pass on. But they don't have a sickle, by the way. Anyway, the appearance or the presence. Stop to think a couple of minutes. Now don't panic. Alright? Could you have been in another life, reincarnation in other words, associated with the Druids? They wore that form of garb during ceremonies, which they had at Stonehenge. So if it's a Druid priest, so you would know it, a Druid priest is going to appear that way to you. Is it a brother? Is it someone in a certain order that's passed over that is trying to contact you or have some kind of message for you? Usually if you panic, which a lot of people do when that happens, it's understandable. You're going to break the point of connection because you're issuing enormous amounts of energy. And we've had experiences where people do not want the haunting presence to leave. They become used to them. They consider them a member of the family. In Daytona Beach, a lady had a spiritual visitor for years that would come down the stairway in the morning, tip his derby hat to her and walk through the door, the front door. I said, we'll have a seance, or a seance, which is the last resort. See who the spirit is, what they want to tell her. She said, oh no, you're not. That may cause the spirit to leave. I'd be lost without him. And the family agreed, so there was no seance. Who knows, he may still be there today in the upstairs room, but she enjoyed it. And she enjoyed the spiritual presence. Many people do. What I'm asking you to consider, on one side there's evidence, on the other side, people still say there is no evidence of hauntings or of spiritual presences. It's some other explanation for them. And in some cases, as we've likely touched on, there are other explanations for them. So the better understanding that you have of any kind of experience like that, the better. Most of you are going to have spirit loved ones come to you from the spirit world. You understand that there's no law or regulation in the spirit world that states that any spiritual presence must come to you. There is no such thing. They come to you because they're interested in you, concerned about you, love you, feel that in some way they can help you with some problem or some situation, even if their presence may give you encouragement and upliftment during an off or so-called negative time. Now, we don't like to think about this. There are positive vibrations, there are negative vibrations, and we must admit something that most people won't admit. There are actual evil vibrations. You see it every day in different events that take place during news broadcasts. The reason you hear much more about it today is because it's instant news, instant communication compared to older time periods or cycles. You also must remember that passing over to the spirit world, you do not become angelic overnight. There's a progressive pattern which is involved, and it moves in cycles or in steps. If you don't want to progress, you can sit over there for 1,000 years, which means nothing. According to our time, there isn't that type of time in the spirit world. If you don't want to progress or you don't want to move ahead, you're the person again. You have help there. There are all kinds of spiritual aspects. There are loved ones that have passed over. For everybody, it passes on. If they don't want to progress, it's up to them to make the decision. If they want to progress, then everything is open to them. Well, I hope we have touched enough of the basics to help you out with that situation. But when you sense your mediumistic talent, remember, the mediumistic talents within you, out here are the entities or the spiritual forces. The psychic ability is within you. It's not out here. The vibrations are out here. Use it. Make use of it for your own progress and enlightenment. And I thank you.
Isn't he awesome? Thank you, Dr. Hoover.